Catherine, and thank you very much to the panellists. Australia strongly advocates for drug policies, initiatives and programs that balance health and law enforcement principles, are based on scientific evidence and which adhere to and promote respect for human rights. Through our National Drug Strategy, a key priority for Australia is ensuring a range of treatment services are available and accessible to people who use drugs without discrimination. Particular focus is given to tailoring services to priority populations such as young people, Indigenous Australians, and clients referred from the criminal justice system. Our commitment under the 2021 Political Declaration on HIV and AIDS to design and deliver HIV and health services free from stigma and discrimination remains steadfast. We must ensure people who inject drugs, including people in prisons, have access to the full range of HIV-related interventions and health services. Australia calls for global abolition of the death penalty, particularly abolition of the death penalty for drug-related offences. Imposition of the death penalty for drug-related offences is inconsistent with international human rights law, and there is no conclusive evidence that it is an effective deterrent. Australia will continue to work with our international partners, including civil society, to ensure domestic and global drug policies adhere to human rights obligations and promote principles of non-discrimination and harm reduction. We would like to thank the panellists for highlighting that the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health is preparing a report on harm reduction within the framework on the right to health. And we would like to ask what other existing mandates exist that could do more on the world drug problem, noting the scale of the problem. Thank you.
I thank you, Madam, on behalf of Australia.